Democratic lawmakers want to bring baby boxes to Tennessee. The cardboard cribs would broaden local efforts to reduce the region's high rate of infant mortality. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
One of the biggest preventable causes of death for babies in Tennessee has been unsafe sleep, either suffocating from a blanket or when sharing a bed with an adult. The proposal from Representative Jason Powell of Nashville would have Tennessee join states like Alabama and Texas in providing what amounts to a basic bassinet to any newborn that needs it. Hospitals in Northeast Tennessee have already been distributing baby boxes. In Nashville, the public health department gives away pricier pack-and-play cribs, which are larger and sturdier, says Deanna Allen Robb.
What we do know is that there may be some challenges with the baby box, that yes, an infant can outgrow it. They're not going to stay in the baby box for very long. As a local health department, we really distribute the pack-and-plays to help meet the needs of all of our families.
There are some pediatricians who still question use of the baby boxes because they haven't met consumer protection guidelines. The playfully decorated baby boxes trace back to a tradition in Finland. Advocates say they're just as much an educational tool. To get one, new parents have to go through a course where they learn about the current safe sleep recommendations, like always keeping babies on their backs. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.